Last week you were hard on yourself. A couple days ago, calling the first two games performance trash. Who would you describe your performance tonight?
Trash.
You didn't think you did well tonight either.
I still don't like how I play, but I know that we played good as a team today. That's one thing, and I'm happy for that. I think we got some boost in the locker room right now, and we just got to move on to next week and get another dub.
What would it take for you to be happy with the performance?
I don't know. I got to be like Khalil Mack, get like 6 sacks in one game. Nah, I was just playing, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like I love sacks. I know that's big. I love tackle. I love everything, but I don't know. Just getting a dub as a team makes me happy, but I still got to see more out of myself.
The voice of Jalen Carter.
Good to hear.
Yeah, I love that. I love that he wants to do more. That, you know, I mean, he could call his performance trash from Kidd around yesterday. I think he was awesome yesterday. Yesterday, 2 tackles for loss, 2 passes knocked down. He was in the backfield the entire game, and he blew up their run game. Jalen, I do like that he has a high sense of how good he should be, how great he should be.
Should be out there dominating every week, man. It shouldn't be a week go by that those 2 tackles. Shouldn't dominate.
Well, and especially him. I mean, he's the one that everyone has said since the moment he entered the NFL draft, he's a special player. The next Sue, the next Sapp, you know, all that stuff. And yesterday he played like that. 215-592-9049 for this segment sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Let's go back to your phone calls here. Was that a good win? I say yes. Hugh's got a lot of
trepidation.
You got a lot of stuff.
I'm just irritated, man. I'm a little irritated.
I feel it. I can hear it today. Well, I think you're not the only one, considering how silly, you know, silly and sloppy some of that stuff was yesterday. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, your fantasy team sucks, bro.
Derek, you got me yesterday. You got me.
You know what? Shut up.
You got me. It's all right.
Whoa. You, man, that is – was that a bad win for me is the question.
No, you know what? It's early in the season.
Oh,
we're working through some stuff. We got new coordinators. Give me a few weeks to get this settled down. All right.
Listen, I'm on the plane headed back real quick. With the Jalen Turner fumbles, they really can't happen. I also feel like when we talk about like earlier receiver open.
All right, Derek.
Yeah, that's a bad. Derek, can barely hear you, bro.
I'm glad we got you on to rip my fantasy team. Yeah, I mean, Derek, we were hearing the flight attendant giving you the directions.
Yeah, that was bad.
Derek's not obviously paying attention to the flight safety because he's calling the show.
So what's your fantasy excuse? You didn't play in the preseason.
We just had a bad week. Yeah, we had a bad week.
Just a bit.
We'll rebound. I mean, I came in 1-1. It's not like I'm embarrassing myself. I had a bad week. I mean, everyone has a bad week once in a while. I had a bad week. I mean, we started off Thursday night. Ramondre Stevenson gave me 0.3 points. That's how you know the whole thing is screwed from the jump.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's rough. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Nick Sirianni possesses a level of professional coaching insanity unmatched. You can't leave points on the field when you're in a defensive struggle, even though our offense was moving the ball. You got to be able to read the room, man. Like, don't stop trying to go for it. Stop trying to be the smartest guy in the room when you're not, clearly not. And if it wasn't for that defense yesterday, there's a pretty good chance we would have lost.
Well, it wasn't for the defense, and I know I'm going to give credit to Moore and the execution.
Oh, yeah.
But the reality is, Jeff, I mean, they got bailed out by the defense, and the Saints defenders ran into each other. I mean, we could all just be real about it, right? It was a great play call, executed. Jalen, you know, threw the ball so Goddard could run after. But, like, if the Saints guys don't run into each other, they probably lose the game yesterday.
I mean, you really have to give game balls to defense, and then you got to give it to Goddard and Saquon, because without their performances, it would have been we would have lost. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, of course.
You got to clean that up, man.
Yeah, you do. And my issue, Jeff, I feel like Sirianni is trying to insert himself into the game too often. Right. I think he's trying to almost, and I'm not sure if it's consciously or subconsciously, because the only thing he affects, right, he's got the culture stuff and then the in-game stuff. You know, fourth down decisions, field goal, that's his job. And I feel he's almost trying too hard to justify his role.
He's like that rich frat boy that that's on a sports team only because his father has a name on the building because he pays a lot of money to the university. He's not really that good, but he's just goofy. He's just there.
Yeah, and you know what? Be there and don't get involved, and they'll probably win the game without you. Now,
exactly.
Jeff, it's a fair point, Jeff. We appreciate the phone call. Hugh, what was that noise we heard a minute ago? You?
Joe, I'm rewatching the game, right? And I think it was – I forgot. I don't know if it was Goddard or one of the tight ends.
You gasped.
No, they were coming on a run play, and, boy, he got his clock clean. It was a physical confrontation
yesterday. It was very
physical. And I was watching the play, and I'm like, damn, he got jacked
there
up.
There was the one play early. I'm trying to remember which side it was. One of the line, I think the Eagles run offense and the Saints on defense. One of the linebackers just flew up and just crushed someone.
That's the one, and he crushed him.
Was it Cal Quatera that got hit?
I think it was Cal.
Or Stoll. Yeah, it was one of the Eagles' tight ends. I mean, it was.
And that's why I was like, damn, because he was coming on the end because it was a running play, but he still sprung Saquon, but boy, that safety came up from his safety position and that was a bell ringer.
It was a very – I mean, look at all the injuries that happened. So Lane got a concussion. We hope he's okay. So we have no updates yet. Sirianni is going to speak this afternoon. I'm sure a lot of your questions will be asked about the injuries. Concussion for Lane Johnson. And that looked – every concussion obviously is its own thing, and they're all, significant in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
He looked just out of it on the – when he was walking on the sideline, Lane, he looked like – I mean, he just looked in a bad way. Then you had Becton go out with a finger injury. Britton Covey's the only one we do have an update on. It seems like it's going to be about 6 weeks, a broken bone in his shoulder. And then obviously late in the game, Devontae taking that hit on a play. The referee should have blown the whistle. So it was a very physical game. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, David.
Did you see Rex Ryan on his pregame ripping Nick Sirianni?
I did not see that yesterday. I'm not surprised.
You guys got to look it up because it was a personal attack. And far for me to agree with the blowhard, but I think Rex might have been more right than wrong. So,
what did he say? Basically, he doesn't know what he's doing?
Yeah, he said, he takes credit when, credit's not due. He points the finger at everybody else when, things mess up. And so that's why I think, Nick was, pointing to it. I made the call. He's trying to take responsibility, but... I do know how to fix this team because a win is a win, but it was an ugly win. And in order to clean this ugliness up, what you need to do is start a campaign of Ask Out Nick. I don't want to see anybody get fired,
You want him to resign? You want him to resign?
No. He don't have to resign, but you can put him, how he's got a room in the NovaCare, way in the back, and Nick can become the equipment guy. And that way he doesn't.
So who's going to coach? Who's the head coach then? Howie?
Nope. Well, Howie is the head coach right now. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, it feels like it sometimes.
Yeah, but then what you do is you have two assistant head coaches. You have Coach Goober, who will coach the offense. You have Coach Fangio, which will coach the defense. And then they will just take care of what they need to take care of. You don't have anybody making these stupid plays because I know Hugh said he's not a math major, but I can tell you right now, I got an honorary degree from Golden Beacon College yesterday, and I
heard
they
give those out to just anybody.
I know. That's how special I am. But 3 is better than 0. It's greater than 0. You take 3 all the time, anytime in football because, points aren't guaranteed in football. When you got that, you got to take it. And he didn't do it. And, in my opinion, he has got to go. So if we don't ask out Nick and he doesn't, step down voluntarily, as a great leader should, when you're not doing a job, you should step down, then he needs to be fired. He's got to go. He's got to get off my sideline. He's got to get out of there, and he's got to stop ruining my team because this team has so much talent, and they're not utilizing, and he's just terrible.
Well, yesterday, some of the decisions were awful. David, we appreciate the phone call. So we are an hour and a half into the show. We have a fire Nick phone call, and we want Nick to resign. Again, I'm not the biggest Nick Sirianni guy. They did win the football game yesterday. They are 2-1. The coach is not getting fired today, and I don't anticipate him resigning. Now, I guess if we scream loud enough, perhaps he gets the message here on this. But he's not going anywhere. We're going to have to deal with this at least for the rest of the season.
I just want him to do better, man. I got plans, and some of my plans involve getting back to New Orleans. Mm. So you have to be better. The thing that bothered me the most was the timing of all of this. This is 2 weeks in a row where the plays that you've called have been questionable. I'm not as mad as Rex Ryan was or whatever he said about Coach because I like Coach. But, man, you have to be able to learn from the mistakes that you've made. And you can't tell me that the analytics said in that situation – Go for whatever you were trying to do. Go for the touchdown.
I don't believe they did. I mean, so
what are you doing? Like that right there. That's again. I don't want the coach fired, But that's a fireable offense.
It's actually, I would respect it more if his ethos was, I always go for it, right? Then at least I can understand.
That's the problem, because last week
it was the opposite.
That's what I'm saying. It's not consistent.
Like, I'm a fan of Dan Campbell because I just think he's always foot on the gas. And look, it burnt him last year in the title game. Like, that's going to happen since. But at least I understand your idea of what you're doing. The Sirianni thing, it's like sometimes yes, sometimes no, and there's no... If you do that, you twist yourself into a pretzel. I think that is it's a major concern. I feel it was a good win yesterday, but they won despite the coach. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
V.
Yo, what's up, Hugh, Joe, Kyle?
What's up, Big V?
With all you Philadelphia winemakers, all that crying and doubt and everything, and he was the only one that wasn't on that plant-based butter... Talking about, and he guaranteed us a win, and they won.
I was put under a lot of pressure to guarantee that win.
We bullied him into guaranteeing.
Well, that's because we have a good culture here.
Yeah, we got a great culture.
We bully each other until make the show the best it could be. So what are you feeling, Big V? You a good win yesterday?
It was a win. I mean, does it have to be spectacular for it to be a win? I mean,
well, there are good wins. There are good wins, and then there are okay wins, and then there are bad wins. Yeah, I thought yesterday was a good win.
It's still a win.
Yeah.
We can look like crap and win the Super Bowl.
Well, no. If they look like crap, they are crap, and they won't win the Super Bowl. I heard this nonsense. Hold on. I heard this last year, and I was, oh, Joe, you're being too negative. Here's what I was positive of last year. They weren't good enough. And when you win games like that, it means you're not good enough. Now, but I'm with you. Yeah, I thought yesterday was a good win, so we're on the same page today.
Oh, great. See, now we're into that 20% that I'm agreeing with.
That's right. It's a good day.
Yes, it's a great day all around for me. But listen, guys, all Nick's got to do is keep doing what he's doing. Tweaking.
No, Big V, no, yeah. He can't. Yeah. He can't, yeah. Big V.
Yeah, look, come on, man. Every time, ever since he's been on the team, we've been in the playoffs.
Did you, by any chance, did you watch the Falcons-Kansas City Chiefs game last night?
No.
You didn't? Well, let me tell you what happened at the end of the game. Patrick Mahomes, it was like a minute or something left on the clock, and they were going back and forth. I think it was like at least one or two lead changes during the course of the game. Bottom line is this. It was like a minute and something left on the clock. You know what Andy Reid did? He ran the clock out. You know why? He didn't even take a chance kicking the football. You know why he didn't do that? Because he didn't want to give them an opportunity to even attempt to do what they did the week before. We can't live like this, man. We cannot live like this and be okay with it. Cannot be sustained. We were fooled by this last year. Can't do it this year. We have to learn from the mistakes that we've made, and we can't keep making the same mistakes. And the reason why I brought that up is because of the fact that Kirk Cousins had a drive in under a minute where he drove down the field and won the game to beat us. Andy Reid wasn't taking that chance. He made Patrick Mahomes, go look it up. He made Patrick Mahomes drop back, and he sat there for a little while, then he downed it. He lost yards, but he didn't get a ball up. He wasn't giving him back the football. He said, bump that. Like, you could have easily kicked the field goal and gave him the ball and let them get one more chance.
Yeah, not going to happen.
He was like, bump that.
Big V, we appreciate it. So you mentioned, Hugh, this can't keep happening. And I'll put it this way. The team's not good enough to overcome the coach making too many mistakes. Like, sometimes a team can be. I just looked it up because I wanted to see the numbers. So I thought Barry Switzer, when I was young, was the dumbest coach in the league, and he won a Super Bowl. You know why? Because that Cowboys team had Hall of Famers all over the place.
Yeah, they were just better group.
They were better than everyone. So in 1995, again, I don't think Barry Switzer knew anything what he was doing. I think you listening could have coached that team to the Super Bowl. They outscored their opponents that year by about 145 points, and he was a dummy, and they still won the Super Bowl. This team's not that. Like, Hugh, if you're winning every game by three scores, then if the coach makes one silly thing, it's not going
to change. It can swing the momentum.
Yeah, but it probably won't. If you're winning by three scores, it's probably not going to make a difference. This team's not going to be up by three scores on many people. They're just not. I don't view them that good. They're going to be in tight games, and the coach matters. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the big Hugh breakdown here. Defensive line yesterday, Hugh.
Hey.
What did you notice as they actually did the job?
First of all, let me say this. I know that everybody's talking about the game that Jalen Carter had, and rightfully so, because he was the absolute game wrecker.
Yep.
But you got to give props to that whole defensive line. I know that one of the big stories is the fact that Bryce Huff did not show up again this weekend.
And he played less.
Bryce Huff has some pretty good rushes. The problem that Bryce Huff is having, he's still trying to learn that left defensive end spot, that left outside linebacker spot. But I saw him flash on film, Joe. He just has to learn how to get off blocks better and put himself in better position to rush the passer. If you go back and you look at the film and the plays that I did see him play, he did put pressure on the quarterback, or he got up the field and he was active in the passing game. It just was one of those things, man, that it just didn't happen for him this week. But he is getting better. And shout out to Jordan Davis, man. Like, everybody talks about the contribution that Jalen Carter had, but Jordan Davis had played a hell of a game, too. This is what I'm talking about, people, when I talk about that want to. All across the board, everything that I talked about last week that they didn't do, they did it this week. They set the edge. They played with their hands. They were aggressive. It's amazing what happens when somebody calls you off the porch. When they call the big dog off the porch because they say he ain't barking, he just all barking, no bite. Mm-hmm. They had a little bit of bite about him this week, man. And that was the key to this game. They dominated the line of scrimmage for the most part. They didn't allow Alvin Kamara to get over 100 yards on the ground. That was huge. That's the one thing that I said last week, that if you want to win this game, that's the first thing that you have to do is stop the run. They stopped the run, and they were able to get after the passes. So kudos to the defense. But here's the challenge, fellas. Since y'all keeping receipts and y'all listen, that's 1 week of football. We got 14 more of these things to go. Hey, man, is that right, man?
Yeah, that would
right.
be it, yeah.
Yeah.
14
yeah.
more games.
You know, math, you know, me and that
14
math,
plus 3 is 17.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, the regular season. So as salty as you were about what was being said about you last week, you got to keep that fire. Keep those receipts, if you will. Keep those receipts. Keep that fire in your gut. And hell, if by me sitting here talking bad about y'all, put y'all in a position to get to the Super Bowl and win it all, hell, I did my job. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being the bad guy.
Do you want a spot on the parade?
No, I don't. That's all them. But what I will say this. Hey, be mad at me because it's my job to critique you.
Well, you were right. I mean, that you thought they could be better. They were better. And I'm glad they played salty. I'm glad they played that way. So two things I thought of as you said that. And you kind of broke down what you saw from those guys up front. Number one, you know how we always talk about snap counts and mm-hmm. percentage of time a guy is out there and we mm-hmm. talk about guys being tired? Jalen Carter yesterday played 89% of the snaps.
Yeah.
You know what? Yesterday was the grown-up big boy Jalen Carter game. He dominated, and they didn't rest him. They said, you're our best player. You need
you know
to be on the
rest
field.
Because this is the one thing that I know for certain, as especially playing defensive line, when you're mad, when you're pissed off.
You don't want to come out of the game?
You don't feel nothing. Like, it's like, it was, I forgot what movie it was. It was a gangster movie where dude was like, he was in a street fight or whatever, and he handled his business, and he was bleeding, and he was like, all this blood, and I don't feel a thing. Can't remember the name of that movie. But I thought that was one of the coolest scenes ever because he was in predator mode.
Mm.
And when you're like that, man, and you're feeling it and you feel disrespected, like, you don't get tired. You don't get tired when you're like that. So guess what? If it takes us talking bad about y'all every week to get y'all going like that, then I'd be more than happy to be there booing, come down to the NovaCare every day and talk about how much y'all stink.
That's
each and every one of them.
That's how you know Hugh cares. He'll
totally gonna get Hugh down there.
He will rip them until they play better.
Yes, because you know, as a parent, you know, there's one good cop. It's like as a parent, you're good cop, bad
good
cop.
Good cop, bad cop, of course.
I revel in my role as bad guy. Hey, Dad, can I ask some money? No, I ain't got none. With a straight face. That used to be the best thing ever. Like when my kids would ask for money, I stopped carrying money. So that way I was never lying. And then they made this thing called Apple Pay.
Yeah, Venmo, Apple Pay.
Damn.
That's over now. That doesn't work.
That hurt when they did me like that.
You
but usually,
money? No cash on me. We'll just
no, I ain't got no cash.
Sorry.
But now they'd be like, oh, Dad, that's okay. You could just Venmo me.
All right, so we have credit for Jalen Carter for his domination, playing 89% of the snaps. Can I also give out one more little piece of credit for yesterday?
What you gotta give some credit
and
for?
I know you kind of spun it into, you saw some more positive things that he's developing. Credit to Vic Fangio for less Bryce Huff. Less is
See,
more.
No,
he only played 18. No, yes. He only played 18 snaps. Do you think they would have stopped the run as well if he played more?
No, he's,
I don't believe
like,
he
let me
would've.
Tell you. BG, I texted him this morning too. He must be getting some treatment or whatever. But the way he set that, like BG, that OG, he set the edge and they made it hard for him to run. Bryce was trying to do that, but he's still learning the running game. He had a couple edge setters, but when it came time, when the rubber hit the road, you got to go with your guys, man.
BG's, but right now, forget their salaries, forget their ages. BG's a better player than Bryce Huff.
Well, yeah, because BG's the more sure thing.
And the last play when Blankenship made the interception, the pressure's coming from BG. BG and Sweat got there.
The rubber hit the road yesterday, Joe.
You got to trust those guys.
The rubber hit the road yesterday.
All right, let's grab Fabian down in Miami. He's happy because that was a good win. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Fabian? What are you feeling today?
Yeah, I mean, real quick before I get to my point. So that caller's point, man, with Nick Sirianni, like, as far as, like, you know, everybody's saying his job is to, you know, for the coach and more of those guys, but how frustrating does it have to be as a team to sit there and convert these fourth downs and these long third downs? And then you get there and you don't even take points. It's like, this guy hates field goals, man.
Well, he doesn't want to kick them. I mean, and I understand the idea, Fabian, that in the NFL, points is usually, and the more points you could get, you know, these games tend to go high scoring. But you got to read the room. You got a defensive game yesterday, and scoring is down this year. 3 points matters in these games now.
Yeah, and as far as the defense, Hugh, like you said, man, Jordan Davis, that those are flashes you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like he came up pretty big, and Jalen Carter, you know, he did his thing. And you know, one thing about the defense, I know it's probably not that important right now, but what I think with Quinyon Mitchell, man, this guy has to start catching those balls, man. Like those can be the differences in later games. You know what he could have had an interception and he kind of just swatted it down. I think he needs to start getting those balls and getting these more turnovers, man. And as far as I want to talk about Devontae Smith, man. Devontae Smith, man, he carries his team on his back, man. I hate that he got hurt. You know what I'm saying? His home state, Louisiana. But I feel like when he got hurt, I think the whole dynamic of the offense just shifted. You know what I'm saying? Saquon, like the next play, he broke for that big touchdown run. You know what I'm saying? And you know they had to get their guys back.
You know, I think Fabian, it was an underrated part of that game. The Saints pushed the Eagles' buttons yesterday, and they responded. Fabian, we appreciate the phone call. You know, whether it was late or not, I blame the referee more than the Saints. But Devontae got hit and concussed on a play that could have been different, right? The guy flew in there. That seemed to bother the Eagles. And then the play where the offensive tackle had the unnecessary roughness and drove Slay into the ground out of bounds.
Yeah.
The Eagles seemed like they were really, like that fired them up. The two of their guys got almost taken out of the game because of you know, extracurriculars by the other team. 215-592-9494. We'll get to more calls coming up. Reacting to the win over the Saints. More of the good from yesterday's game. The MVP, Saquon, and Goddard. Plus what Goddard had to say about the offensive performance immediately after the game. Some interesting audio from Goddard next. What he said and really what he didn't say. We'll hit that next. Midday Show, 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, let's talk about hair. My hair. Everyone's hair. Listen, as we get older, our hairlines, they disappear. They thin. So I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He opened my eyes to all the different things that are available, including the cutting-edge Artis IX robotic hair transplant. And look, I was blown away with what they could do there. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Dr. Rafi can help. Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com.